It's really relaxing, this style of holiday. And about your phone signal might not be very good. So it's a different way of living, not looking at your phone every day. It's like a utopia, very relaxing.
This is the first time we've been on a cruise because we're giving it a go, seeing what it's like.
Thousands of eager tourists, young and old, are queuing to board the Costa Serena, which offers 3,780 capacities. Costa Serena is the third ship based at Shanghai, added to the fleet of Costa Cruises, which is owned by Carnival, the world's biggest cruise company. James Roy, an associate principal at a China Market Research Group, says the Chinese market is promising.
Tourism overall, originating from China and going overseas, is still continuing to grow well ahead of the overall economy and ahead of retail sales. Outbound trips increased about 16%, outbound spending increased about 18%. The cruise industry itself is growing much faster than that.
According to a recent report from the Cruise Lines International Association, between 2012 and 2014, Chinese passengers increased 79% per year. In light of this, the U.S.-based Carnival has announced to add a full ship next year to accommodate the rapidly growing market in China. James Roy with the China Market Research Group said infrastructure is also on the way to better facilitate the business.
Billions of dollars are being spent on infrastructure all up and down the Chinese coast. Every major city, and as well as many minor cities, have very large, new, expensive cruise terminals.
Aside from Costa's fleet of ships, Royal Caribbean, the world's second biggest cruise operator, is set to move a brand new Quantum of the Seas cruise ship to Shanghai. But while companies position themselves to fully exploit the growth of China's middle class, it's not all smooth sailing. Some Chinese travelers say it takes a while to adapt to this specific style of travel. Unlike many passengers in the U.S. or Europe, Chinese cruise travelers tend to be younger and therefore have less holiday time away from their jobs. Budi Bok, president of Costa Asia, says they are adapting to the needs of the Chinese customers.
Based on the fact that the holidays that an average Chinese is able, or middle class Chinese is able to take, is relatively short. Shorter cruises tend to be more popular. Those 4-day, 5-day cruises tend to be more popular.
Teasing problems aside, with rising tides of Chinese cruise passengers, international and domestic cruise operators appear to be here to stay. For CRI, I'm Qian Xianming.